like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival
balloon. You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
A good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not the usual talk show host, and these are the last days of America. Unless I speak to you the way I shall, and even though it will burn and disturb, you need that disturbance from all the pleasures and the eating and the drinking and the whoopies and the sex and the things like that, which dulls your mind and keeps dulling your mind forever and ever. I was going to say amen, but that doesn't work there. So this program is dedicated to some real heavy stuff and to point out your national faults, the common fault that belies everyone, for which reason a nation could be conquered psychologically, as Hitler did, and all the tyrants that ever lived used the same technique, except your president, who is a member of the Communist Party, knows exactly how to do it with great skill. They made a system about it. And well, we'll talk about the undoing of that system, because you're caught up in it. And the system is so subtle that you cannot see it. You can only see the country falling apart. And you see your children, you're becoming mentally ill, drunk, you know, addicted to drugs. You know, you see families falling apart, and you wonder what's going on behind it. And there's no periodical, no book, except mine, of course, and you won't read them. I've written lots of books of why it's so, and if you look into those books that you don't buy, maybe the media scared you about me a long time ago, and you're still scared, and your minister doesn't want you to hear what I have to say because they'll lose all of the whole damn lot of you. Well, not the whole damn lot of you. You lose the blessed lot of you. The damn lot will stay with them. Pardon my expression, because I don't hold anything back. You're not going to get much out of your preacher. You're not going to get much out of your rabbi. You're not going to get the stuff that was when America was formed, when grew, and we inherited it, and now we're botching it up. We're allowing it to be botched up. But you don't know what it is you're allowing. You have no idea what you're up against. And I will talk about that today. First of all, I make some comments, and then you call me if you wish, 800-866-8883, and that's 6 o'clock in the evening, Monday through Friday, West Coast time. Figure it out wherever you are over the country. But I'm going to give you the solution to the problem, but you have to own up to what's causing a problem. The tendency of which is to hide and suppress it, or take it out on somebody else who then becomes subservient, an appeaser, so to speak. And so that's all you got. I don't care. The flaw exists in everyone, in the intellectuals, into the stupid, into just everybody. But there's a force, an intelligence that understands this politically. See, warfare is another form of politics, or politics is another form of warfare. You got many kinds of warfares, you know, techniques aimed at you. And one of them is an imminent inflation where your money is worth nothing, because Obama has printed 3 times as much money, printed it, and then wasted it, but it went out through the world as world currency. But in 6 days, you're going to see that perhaps China will be the default currency. And then the money will be flowing back into the country, and then it won't be worth anything. It'll be pieces of paper. You won't be able to buy groceries. It happened in Germany, where you could carry a bucket full of paper money, and it wouldn't buy an egg. Well, that's what's going to happen here. It's not only a war for your mind, it's also war with your economy. And I'm going to help you to overcome that if it's the last thing you do. All right, we'll be right back.
Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello. Someone tossing. You know, in 1950, I wrote a pamphlet. Let me read a little bit to you. Bring back the America I love. That was a long time ago, in the early part of my radio beginning. Mark Twain said, in the beginning of a change, the patriot is scarce man, and brave and hated and scorned. And when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. In a Newsweek article, 1970, that gives you an idea where I am writing this, historian David Bunstein, the Pulitzer Prize author of The American, The Democratic Experience, wrote, Americans have wandered out of history. We're overwhelmed by the instant moment headlined in this morning's newspaper, flashed on the screen of television, one-hour television broadcast. And we don't see the actual conditions of our long-lived body national. In a word, we have lost a sense of history. In our schools, the story of our nation has been replaced by social studies, which is the story of what ails us. Neither our classroom lessons, nor our sermons, nor our books are any longer strong ties to the past. And it is true that Americans have wandered out of history. Adolf Hitler took control by revising the history of Germany and consequently raised a Hitler Youth generation, willing executioners, an army of brainwashed clones of himself. It wasn't the Lutheran Germany that practiced genocide, rather it was the behavior inserted by the lies of revisionist history, which is happening here. So American educators have followed exactly the same course. Of course, they're socialists and Nazis. Basically, Nazis are not much different between them except the name and the technique they approach us with. And were it not for the shock of 9/11 that awakened some of us to our roots, we might already be in a socialist country. God help us. We cannot surface or survive the revisionist practice and remain the America of our founding fathers. The evolution of everything is history. The cause and effect, with every effect, the basis of the next cause, and so on. And still, it is fulfilled as a flower product, as a person in a free enslaved nation. In manufacturing a watch, we build upon an indomitable wills of the past genius. The path is meticulously imitated, minus the hardship and their mistakes. To their gift we add our own and pay it forward. Take away 1,500 years of history and the determined hearts of all those inventors, trailblazers, and imagine your life with egg timers. Open your eyes wide and see the parallel when a compromised educator rewrites our history in order to make our nation fail. Socialism hates God's individual and thrives on irresponsible failures. And that's what they do. They are mentally ill, creating even more mentally ill, even more mentally ill than they are. It's all crazy. America's founding fathers did not fail the future. They made hard but right decisions. That minority didn't cut and run when the going got rough, because we retain within us the same supreme educator who to this day blesses us from within. We the people owe that blessing to the generations to come. But not if you're a drug addict and getting it and shacking up and messing around like dirty people, dogs are copulating in alleys. Excuse me the way I said that, but that's the way it is. This is how we've fallen and degraded in sex and drugs and perversities of every kind has become the norm. So now it's time to reshape the future. Our special moment of the truth. You have to look at your problems and raise our collective consciousness with the loud voices, take back our schools and our universities. And beginning with the delousing of the liberal media propaganda machine, scumbags of all. And, you know, but the point is that you are influenced by the media, and you are. And influenced by watching television and not really looking at your problems. And you fall to such minuscule distractions like football and baseball and singing and beautiful stars and, you know, dirty living, if you understand everything that should include. America has always lost the brightness, already lost the brightness of two generations of socialistic irresponsibility. If we, who will still remember the American dream, fail to stand up now, that holy mob, an unholy mob, one day will take away, will vote away your republic and leave the world in chaos. Just happening right now, isn't it? Therefore, boycott the enemy's media propaganda machine. At least you can do is stop financing every institution that it emboldens the enemy to kill our troops dying for your freedoms. Help bring back the America I love. I wrote that in the early 70s. 800-866-8883. Here's another one. You can get a copy of that if you go to my website. It's the name of the, let me see, it's A Nation in Crisis for a Good Father. I shall talk to you about that too in a minute. The People Eaters. Now, I've got another one of these. Let me do a little bit of reading here today just to flash back to the past, to see what I was saying so you can see that where I am right now, I'm ready to help you. See, not just to talk to you this way, because a lot of people talk to you this way, and it's politically correct and proper and difficult for the enemy to make folly of, make laughter of what I'm about to say. Because there are just words. Before I read this next part, I want you to know that once the process of socialism has begun, it's very simple. I will explain it to you, because it is a force you cannot see. It is a force that's invisible. See, you're a little kid. Let me just make some ad-lib things now. You are familiar with the pull of temptation. You know, you may have been a little kid one time, I'm sure you had, and done a few things you shouldn't, but you could remember little things like there's money on the table, your father's night table, and something says to you, and there's nobody in the room, but something says to you, hey, you can buy that little airplane with that 25 cents. See, it's a lot of money to a kid. But he just wants that. And he just, his father said no. But there is a 25 cents he left accidentally on there, and he wouldn't notice it. Somebody said, you won't notice that. And then you could feel the pull. Now, what's pulling it? Is it the 25 cents? Or is something inside you pushing you? You have to be careful of pushes, and you have to be careful of pulls. Pushes is pressure, to which you must not react, but you do. And when you do, your life is finished. The very first day that you gave in to pressure, especially when you're a little kid and didn't know any better, so it can't be blamed on you, so don't worry. I'll pick up that idea later. So the minute you start to be tempted and you feel that pull and you give in to that pull just once, it's all over. That doesn't mean to say that you can't be redeemed, but it's the beginning of getting worse, and worse is the beginning of all causes. Because the minute you give in to that, you'll make an excuse. And how many people have not made an excuse? If you have ever made an excuse, you know that you've been screwed. Beg your pardon. You have. And so the tendency is, Johnny made me do it. Or the father, or you rarely ever admit to it. If you do, you're a very unusual boy or girl. But your life is not going to be the same, ever. We'll discuss this if you want to make a call. Okay, I'm Roy Masters, 800-866-8883. Okay, all right. So the number, if you want to call me, 800-866-8883, I'm in the process of laying some foundation and reading little bits of a pamphlet and then stopping and pontificating just from running off the rails, because I can't possibly read forever and be a good talk show host. So I have to, I like what I'm saying, I liked how I read it then, but it's now. It's 50 years later. And you're going downhill. And there's no way to stop this happening. It's all been programmed very neatly, you know, through at least 80 years of planning, of socialist planning. Everything has fallen naturally into place. And you cannot wait for 2016. It would be too late. At least you have to be prepared. At least you have to understand what you're fighting. You have to understand the invisible forces. There's such thing as invisible forces. The invisible force created the universe. If you have a very fine painting, even if it isn't a fine painting, but the artist is dead long ago, you can't say it created itself. How many years do you want to go back? 10,000 years? Somebody wrote a book. You can't say it wrote itself. Don't you see? So nothing can be created except there is a creator of it. It's simple. But the creator is invisible to us. But not unnecessarily unknown. It can be unknown for the reason I gave you in the beginning of this program. I said there are forces behind that you cannot see. There's a good force within you, all of us, when we come into the world. And then every child ever born, even the ones in ISIS, are born innocent. But what they're born into, it makes it very clear. The end of that child is death, not only to us, but to himself. He sees, programmed to see, and believes it, believes the lie, and has to believe the lie, lest he's punished with himself, meaning they'll kill him. So no, a person born in that world has no chance. That's the same as we have in America. We were fought. Our forefathers fought for this kind of freedom, to make mistakes, see, leave our religion, have another, have no religion at all, whatever it is. But at least you can leave behind what is controlling you. But the trouble is, everybody suffers from the same thing as ISIS. ISIS children are born to mothers who cannot help but turn them into killers. And there is no way back to that. And you have to be very careful you don't have a country very similar to that. Because you only have to look back in your history in Russia and the horror there, and Hitler Germany, that was able, they were able to overcome, the Hitler was able to overcome Germany just using the anger of the people and to admit that they got a bad deal in the beginning and made them angry. And you will see pictures, if you go back to the history, of people having a wheelbarrow full of money and it won't buy an egg, which is about to happen to you. It's going to be horrible. When all the money comes fluttering back that Obama printed, and as long as it is international currency, it's okay. But if China becomes that play that role that America did with currency, and then America, there'll be a big flood of money coming back to America. All you have is pieces of paper and a barrow. I can see you with the barrow. You're full of money, if you have it. And you wouldn't buy an egg. And you see the farmer can't sell you anything because the paper isn't worth anything. It's an economic war. And Obama knows exactly what he's doing, and you cannot afford to wait. Now you understand you cannot afford to wait? But the trouble is, I've got in front of me, is one of my favorite magazines. It's called The Whistleblower. If you're going to buy a magazine, if you're going to have it sent to you every week, this is the one. This is the one that will tell you how the cabbage. Now, the front part of The Whistleblower is as how snap means your brain is going to snap. How Obama and the left are driving millions of Americans over the edge. And then it goes snap inside. How a lawless government, a godless culture are driving millions of Americans over the edge. Then I'm going to go from page to page while I'm talking here and say, then it gives you the difference between left and right. And it goes on to, let me see what I got. It only takes a minute for me to go through this, and I should have had it ready, but it's an epidemic of denial. Why our young people are suffering mental illness in greater numbers. This is all true. Yeah, irresponsible young kids. And my daughter is in the business, she has a, I don't know how you could describe it, but it's an animal business where you go to various fairs and with animals and delightful displays of this or that for kids. And so, why are young people suffering from mental illness in ever greater numbers? And I know the reason why these things are so. And I would like to talk about it. But the problem is, you may not want to listen, for it says here, abortion found to be the major cause of mental illness. But I will tell you what's even worse. It is divorce. And maybe I should talk to you about that in just a minute. I will. Listen, Obama's Orwellian executive order new behavioral experiments to result in government politics to better serve the American people. It goes on there. And each one of these things are worth reading, even though I haven't read it myself. Who will run the American asylum? There's another article. To the leftists, though the leftists have far more mental illness, they stay busy diagnosing and treating the conservatives. By David Kapalian. Now, this is the kind of thing you should read, but it still won't give you the key to how to break it. How do you break the mental illness of your own kids that you caused? You're going to try to help them? No, you have mental illness, that's why they do. It only shows up on them. When I was in my youth and beginning my work, I would receive parents with children who have mental problems. And many times I would say to the kid, young man, I want you to know there's nothing wrong with you. So I don't know why your parents brought you in, right in front of their parents. So I want you to listen. It's your parents that's the problem. You don't have a problem. Your problem is your parents. And the parents didn't know where to go, come or go. I said, stay where you are. And young man, trust me. Now, am I right? Yes. And the kid would begin to talk to me about what the parents do. To their shock. I make a note of that to make sure that kid didn't get hurt by this. But the truth of the matter, psychiatry cannot cure you. Medicine cannot cure that which I speak. See? 800-866-8883. So, what I am attempting to do on this program is to first alert you to that your political system is utterly corrupt, and that corruption and your corruption as a result of their corruptive ways of dealing with it. Remember, they are all mentally ill. Evil people are mentally ill. Creating people who are equally mentally ill but subservient to the one that made them ill. And then has the damn nerve to come down from their political viewpoint temporarily to help you with your mental illness, only to make you worse. And if you look very carefully at Obama, he will always make the wrong decision as if it was the right one, create the problem, and when he creates the problem, you'll get to the point where you overreact to that, to his presence. Some of you begin to give in, and some of you begin to get angry and be rebellious. But either way, you're mentally ill. Now, I'm not saying that everybody is mentally ill. You still have the common sense. But your common sense doesn't work very well when you've given all the power to a communist who will spend all of your money. So I just want to, something came up on my screen for just now for a minute. See, China World Reserve Currency, listeners call 1-800-866-8883. Oh, I can't tell you much about that. Oh, I'll put that aside for the minute because I thought that was some new piece of new news. Okay. All right. 800-866-8883. My name's Roy Masters. I will get to the core of your problem in just a little while. But right now, you haven't got time left for a new president. It'll all be over by that time. You will have a living in a socialist. Okay, so that is my basic opening for today. I shall continue talking about the subject matter. I've shown you the kind of world you're presently living in. It isn't America anymore. And of course there are people, Jesus says, I've come to cure not to cure the innocent, but those who are guilty. But actually, that's not the right term, and I have to apologize for the improper way I expressed that, because I just remembered that he did say he didn't come to help the noble ones. And there are noble ones that have transcended their problems to some degree, or are transcending. But the great majority of Americans don't fall into that category. And you only have to have, you know, two-thirds, and you're done. So the bright ones are the least. And the not-so-bright ones, subject to Obama, see, brainwashed, because it's a brainwashing system in the schools. I warned you about the schools a long time ago. And the media, all done by the media, lying, and keeping you from seeing what you need to see and becoming the agent of change in our country through lies. See? And the tendency is, for most of you, is not to see the liar. When I first appeared on the scene, there was a commotion, and I was very popular for a little while, then the media covered me up for 50 years. But it wasn't just the liberal media or the Marxist media, it was the Christian ministers that sounded the jungle drums, you see. And so therefore the Christians began to see me in a certain way, because they were directed to do so, not giving me a chance to explain my points of view and to see that I can help them. May I make a suggestion to you? That if you like my program, you like what I'm saying, I haven't really come to what is helpful yet. I'm just reading a little bit from the past and showing that I knew what was going to happen. And that's one of the reasons I left Los Angeles and moved up here to Grants Pass, a long way away, left you all behind, and settled here under great stress. But nevertheless, it's turned out well. I've been up here about 30 years. I left the foundation in Los Angeles because I knew that terrible things were going to happen there. And I got a school for you if you want to come up. May I suggest a very good school in the middle of town, so you don't have those kind of teachers. Anyway, I have been moved to do these things over the years, and I'm beginning to be more recognized. But my information is different from just listening to the news. In a few minutes, I'm going to talk to you about what the problem is, that you need to deal each with yourselves.
Here's the jingle in your pocket. Where's the jangle in your head? Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said?
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you now the beginning of my criticisms. It has to do with family. We are a nation in crisis for a good father. That's very simple. So I'm talking to men. And I want women to listen. See, I want to give you a biblical little piece of the Bible here, and it's the very end of the Old Testament, the very last chapter, the very last paragraph, actually. It says, Know that I'm going to send you Elijah, the prophet, before the day, my day comes, that great and terrible day. He shall turn the hearts of the fathers towards the children, and the hearts of the children towards their fathers, lest I strike the land with a curse. Exactly so. I may be that person. I don't know. I think I am, because of the knowledge I carry, which I haven't expressed up to this minute today. I've only just spoken to you about my opinions from the past. And you can get a copy of, you know, of my pamphlets on my website, FHU.com. So, but here's another, actually, I'm tempted to read a little bit more to you, of only to show you that maybe 50 years ago, 40 years ago, I knew all these things, but listen to this. See, I'm going to read a little bit more, which is very unusual. So where have all the real men gone? I have made the point that the problem is you destroy the man. You embolden the women. And it's difficult enough to deal with a woman without the other forces sitting on her doorstep, the dark side of the force sitting on her doorstep, encouraging her to take him over and to make him look like the bad guy. And to rule over him. That is what's going on. But let me show you how I wrote it. I know many of you ladies and gentlemen are looking for Mr. Right. And perhaps you think that you can make a man over to your specification with lots of love. I just want you to know that that's impossible. Every woman, every born, who has tried her hand at that has failed miserably. And made herself miserable trying. In order to perfect the imperfect man, see, we do need that. That is very important. See, you could destroy the kids, you destroy the boys, you make the girls more valuable, more noble, more right, whatever the hell that is. I can't find the right word. You know, women are smarter than men, etc. Well, in the beginning, it looks that way. I had a man that called last night. His mother... stop here for a minute. Last night, a man called. And he said his mother wanted a girl. And therefore, because he was born a boy, she turned him into a girl and talked to him as if he was a girl. And made his father look bad. And therefore, he grew up with his mother who wanted a girl. And he became effeminate, and he had all kinds of homosexual tendencies, and terrible things happened to him. And he was bold enough to call me and tell me all of it on the radio show last night. But the one thing that struck me, and he got better, we had a nice talk. The one thing that struck me was, he said, 30 years passed, and he didn't know what happened to his father. He's got his mother's nature in him, his mother's will in him. And that's he couldn't stop it. You can't stop anything once. You can't stop what is passed down through the generations. You cannot stop. It's called sin. And this is another form of it. Yes, homosexuality, just like that. There's other reasons for it. But you don't dare glorify it. You don't need to put those people up on a pedestal and make them special, because that's bad. When you take sick people, a sick person who makes a sicker person, and then you glorify the sicker person. Of course they get persecuted because it's unnatural. It is very unnatural. Grossly unnatural. I don't have anybody, but the media can come along and make you think it's how wonderful you are to recognize these people. They need to do things in the dark and let them do it. But you don't have to give them rights. Don't make it glorious. Because immediately it has a tremendous effect on young people who have similar tendencies, not exactly but same, but enough to break the chain of virtues that made our country great. See, so, but I know this person is going to get better. He's going to be as pure as the morning mist. Going to be absolutely wonderful. I know it. I can hear it, because he sees that. And here's the end of the story. I almost forgot to tell you the end of the story. Forgive me. So one day he meets a man. He says, is Joe the... I don't remember his name. Is that your father? Is that his name? He says, yeah, that's my father. He says, I never met such a wonderful father. I never met such a wonderful man. You understand, the woman made him look like a bad guy. See? And that's what women tend to do. Unconsciously or consciously make the man look like a bad guy. And it may be his bad guy. But if he isn't, it still happens. It's an unconscious thing of Eve. And I'm going to read a little bit more to you. And then you'll get to see that, understand it a little bit better. My dear friends, we have something that you'll find very valuable on my website. It's called the Cure Stress. What it is a little computer that fits in your pocket. So if you have an iPhone, you can download it. You can download the download factor. But those who are in their elder years and not know how to use a computer or iPhones, you may want to give it to children to play with. It's just a little computer that fits in your wallet. So it looks like a credit card. That's how thin it is, and it has a battery charger and earphones. And within a very short time, your whole problem disappears. And it disappears because it replaces the conditioning, the source of conditioning, which is Paradise Lost, generations through one man, death through sin, sin and death through sin spread through the human race. But doesn't mean to say that people are born after Adam are bad. They're just born into the cultures that have fermented from his. So there's thousands of different cultures. But the human being is just the same, and the sickness of the culture captures them. In the ISIS culture, you never survive. If you're a cannibal tribe, you will go to the soup pot if you try to make a stand up, or even if you have a bright eyes. In America is the only place I know, the biggest country on earth, that gives you the right to be wrong until you see the wrong and become right, and hopes to give you the measure. But the cure is missing. The Bible's there, that's good. It gives you a beginning. It gives you commandments. It gives you ideas to which you attempt to achieve good. That's a good thing. But it isn't good enough against ISIS or people like that, or Hitler's and Nazis, not because they've gone all the way to the bottom and there's no room for them to be anything better. So they've got to become killers and murderers, and those who are not have to be the support team, the appeasers, who don't agree with it but still and sicken to their heart, but they still have to play the role or they get executed. That's the way it's been all the centuries. Your country's going to become that way within a few years. But there's a time limit. You haven't got to 2016. You haven't got time. You may have enough time with this program if you will support it. 6 or 7 months of a lot of people listening would change their minds and get them to see what they couldn't see before, lest they see again and make the same mistake. And one of the terrors of this is when enough people see wrong as right and right as wrong, you have a divided country. And it's much easier to make a person crazy than fix them. As a matter of fact, there's nothing in this society that can fix mental illness. The only thing you get is drugs and drugs, whether legal or illegal. Smoking, drinking, drugging, and screwing. Pardon the expression. It's beginning to be handshakes. There's no virtue to that. I did a thing last evening with that young lady, and I got her to leave that boyfriend because she was molested when she was six, and she felt useless and purposeless, unworthy. And I showed her that was not the case. She'd leave that man 5 years. She said, well, is this all I got? But it's not all you got, because what you got is innocence. See, everybody has an innocence you can find, because you're not like Adam. You're not like Adam because he had the choice. And he chose, but out of that choice rose the generations. And so the generations don't have that choice. They inherit it. They inherited sin. But it isn't, they inherited, that's not the same thing as choosing. So that you're born innocent. Every person needs to understand that. You're born innocent, but your parents were also born innocent, but they were killed by their parents. When I say killed, destroyed, because it's hard to say. To put it in perspective, is that through one man's sin and death through sin, it goes to the generations. So the generations sprout children. And that's why it says honor your mother and father. It doesn't say you have to like them, because you thank God you came through them. See? And thank God you're here, even though you're broken, terribly broken. But they were broken and terribly broken. And their parents, it goes right back to the very first event, Cain kills Abel. It didn't get very far. See, so what I'm trying to tell you is that the innocence in you is still there. And you are functioning like you've been bedazzled by a strange, intelligent, invisible virus that acts through you all the same way. Fear, guilt, anxiety, trying to fix yourself, trying to fix other people, you know, and then the more you try to fix them, the more they make you angry. The more you try, the more you feel guilty, because you don't think you need to succeed. Maybe you didn't do it right. Maybe you should do more for them. You're guilted and guilted and guilted until you never, so there's nothing left of you, and they're laughing at you. So listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Well, I got more to say, but the callers are coming in right now. So if you want to call my office, it's 800-877-3227. I just want to remind you that what we intend to do quickly is to take the meditation exercise and add the 7-minute meditation to it. And so when you look at the website and see the Cure Stress device, which is that little little what would you call it? Computer, little computer the size of a credit card, and it has earphones and a battery charger. This is very good for you. You can download it when it's done. We're going to add the 7-minute meditation to Be Still and Know, part one, part two, so to speak. But we want to do it with that little device for children and for parents, older people who don't know how to work it and don't have a computer, so they can't hear me. You can listen on the phone, by the way. That's good, but still, it's nice to have it, a private, you know, a copy of it. So if you would like to get that future copy, which we don't have right now, what's available is the one with, just with a meditation on it, Be Still and Know. We have to get it from China. We have to do all kinds of things, jump through hoops, but most of all, we need the money. Until we start, if you would like to pay it forward and buy it, call the office, 800-877-3227, because it's not up on the screen. 800-877-3227. Say, I want to buy that in advance, and you'll get it just a little bit before Christmas to give it to someone you love. All right, let me speak now to Johnny, and I'll continue my discussion later on, because the callers come first. Johnny, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I have. I can see. Can hear you.
Yeah. Now, well, I've been suffering from severe depression since I was 20 years old. I'm 64.
Yes.
And lately, I've been.
Can you hold a second? Can you hold a second? The music is getting in our way. We'll just clear that music, and we'll be. It's a break. You'll be right back, and we'll be with you. Please. All right, we'll be back in a second. All right, go ahead, Johnny.
So the story is, I'm just trying to give you some background. And so lately, the last couple of months, I'm getting psychosis, hallucinations, audio, and some video, like, in my brain. And also, I've been taking medication for it, but it seems like to me that it's lost its effectiveness.
There's no such thing as a cure psychologically, scientifically. There's only a cure if you learn to be still and meditate properly.
Right.
That's the cure. It's a return to paradise. It's a return to the paradise lost. There is redemption waiting for you before you were born. And the secret of it's been lost for at least 2,000 years.
Well, I've been using the 7-minute free one, but I guess I should get the other one then.
Most people get help with that one and don't need anything else. But the other one is very, very good. Very, very, very. It takes a little longer, that's all.
Yes.
But I think you should try that. But let me just, would you do me a favor, close your eyes for a minute?
Okay.
And maybe I can give you a little, a little personal tour of your head. Okay? Now, look, listen how simple it is. I want you to promise me that you will not use your will to help me, but I would like you to do what you can without will. Is that clear? Is that fair? Okay. So I know you tend to want to help yourself and help me help you, but I don't want you to do that. I just want to give you a simple instruction, like a calisthenic exercise. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Up, down.
What exercise would you say?
Well, it's like when I give you this little exercise, I call it an exercise with your mind. It's like just like calisthenics. You mean if you could bend, stretch, if it tells you that, you read it, it doesn't do any good as much as doing it, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to do. It's all it is, a little calisthenics. But if you just follow it without any effort, and you won't get tired, it's very simple, only takes minutes. So are you ready?
Yes.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Look at your eyelids.
Okay.
What do you see?
It just looks like sort of different colors.
Yeah, that's good. Little pixels moving across the screen of the mind. You can't describe it in different colors. But little pixels against the dark background.
Right, exactly. No real form. It just sort of blotches. I mean,
yeah, that's right. It just moves across the screen of your mind. You can just watch it. Mm-hmm. But there's a light there. If you're sitting in a very dark room, it'll still be there. See, what you're really doing is looking at the surface of your brain. That's what you're looking at. It's not your eyelids you're looking at. There's a light shining, and it affects your eyelids, but you're actually looking at the movement of your brain being reprogrammed. Right now, in that state, you are being reprogrammed, but not completely yet, until you understand. Those are like little pixels that when you use a thumb drive, you put it in there and the computer understands. So your brain understands what those pixels mean. See that? So that you never understand it. because it's too complicated. I can't even understand my own computer. It does it so remarkably. So this is even more remarkable. Though. So now, keep looking at your eyelids, or actually the surface of your brain. What you're doing now, also, I'll explain it to you, so you have an up-talk idea of what it is. The minute you start to look at your brain, your consciousness that does the looking is separate from your thoughts. So that little exercise is separating you from what the pixels are doing. As the pixels are doing their work right now, washing you out. Because it's the consciousness has been... What it is, your consciousness is detached from your brain. So now you're the watcher of that. In other words, you perceive all this, and your consciousness is no longer entangled with your flesh brain. But it goes back further. The fact that you can see is that your consciousness, which is standing back, is moving closer to God. And there's a light shining through that crystal to that state of mind that's watching those pixels forming on your mind in different shapes and sizes. So your consciousness now is detached from what's going on in your brain. That is just by looking at your eyelids, just like that. And your consciousness is now subject to God, and it now becomes a crystalline quality. It is better said, it is a magnifying glass. It is a glass that shines through and puts a picture of something in pixels into your brain. And it washes it away and gives you a new way of looking at things. So you see and perceive. You just don't see with your eyes like an animal, but you see, oh, I see my fault. I see I'm angry. I never saw that angry before. I am angry with my wife, my children, my brothers, my sisters, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. There's all irritation somewhere. And you're able to see that and be somehow happy to see it. Now, let's go do the second part. Now, I want you to share these pixels with your body so that they will go make sure that they will be experiencing the value of those pixels. So here what you do. I want you to be aware of your finger of your right hand and give your attention, as well as holding your attention to the middle of your forehead, so-called. Just be conscious of your right finger of your right hand. Can you feel your tingling in your first finger just by giving attention to it? That's all, not by any will at all.
Yeah.
No will. You feel the tingling?
Yes.
And the second finger?
Mm-hmm.
And the third finger?
Yes, sir.
And don't go away.
Okay.
Because we're going to do this again when you come back. Just keep doing that. Just go round and round with your thumb and your finger, the next finger, and keep your mind on your forehead, like that. And just sit quietly till I get back to you.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude, you're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.